Okay, this is Wednesday evening, 5:4:22. This is just a teaching. It's called Hiding Among the Baggage. Interesting. 1 Samuel chapter 10. I'm not going to read the whole passage. I'm just going to look at just a few scriptures here. Verse 20. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken. And Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further if the man should get yet come thither, and the Lord answered, Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. Okay. What's the Lord saying to us about this passage here? God is saying not to draw back, but to move forward in your walk of faith. What did he tell us to do? All right, Strong's here, the word hid, it means to secrete or secret. I don't know exactly. S-E-C-R-E-T-E. Well, let's look at another scripture. You'll see what the point. This is Matthew 5:13. See, when Saul was called upon, out of fear, he hid among the stuff. But when he stood taller than anyone else. Okay. You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So we're in a day and an hour where we are having to walk by faith. Some of us are feeling the flames. We're at that moment that we're either going to bow or we're going to burn. We're either going to stand tall and say, No, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, for greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can. No more, I don't think I can make it. No, I can. I can. The can-do attitude could do anything or can do anything. The can't mentality, can't do anything. I remember Mama always used to say that. Can't, never could do nothing. I said, no true words have ever been spoken right there. But can do all things. What this nation has been through has caused men to go into hiding places and not want to come out. We cannot let their MK Ultra program do it. This number on us. I mean, that's what it is. It's just it's their number they're doing on us. We are to be occupied until he comes, just like this, with all the, it's like every day there's something new they're putting in our food, or they're putting in this or putting in that. I'm thinking, Lord, it's everywhere you turn, in your face, staring you down. Well, he said we'd pick up serpents, didn't he? It makes you want to crawl in a hole. and say, call me when it's over. Don't come see me. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to do anything. Is he seeking the living among the dead? That's what the angel said to Mary. Why seek ye the living among the dead? I guess it was Mary. Maybe it was one of the disciples. But the point is, we're not dead. We're living. And there's nothing the devil can do about that. I want to encourage you today. What do you think hiding out is? I mean, just in your own mind, what is hiding out? Avoiding things? The Lord is saying to us to rise up and stop hiding out and be about using your faith and taking ground for the kingdom of God. This is what faith is all about. He never said hide out. He said, Mark 11. Y'all know this scripture backwards and forwards, so do I. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. You don't have to have faith in yourself. That's secular. You got to have faith in God. He's the deliverer. He's the one when you go into the fire, he shows up there with you. We need to realize that, and we need to see him standing there instead of, I'm in this by myself and I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I hitting home here tonight? It may feel we're in a desperate situation, but we really aren't. We're winning. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. But it's only a test. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. Faith says, well, you know, we are not going to bow, and our God will deliver us if he put us in that fiery furnace. But even if he didn't, we're not going to bow to you. That's what faith says. Faith says you don't know who you're messing with. Those that stand by faith stand above everybody else. What is causing you to hide among the baggage? When Jesus ministered to people, he would say, rise and walk. I remember watching The Chosen, and this particular one, all the Pharisees are peeking in the window. And Jesus tells this lame man laying on the floor, he says, rise up and walk. And the lame man looks at him like, say what? Don't you know I can't walk? He just looks at him and says, rise up and walk. And he does. He thought he could. I think I can. I know I can. Jesus told me to rise and walk. I know I can. I can rise above this. I know I can. They couldn't just carry on the way they had been, but faith causes one to rise out of their circumstances and move forward. See, that's what's a big problem in the world today. And why a lot of people do not grasp Jesus or his, you know, the faith message, because they can't believe that they're well when they don't see it. So what will they do? They'll remain in their circumstances, even though they could rise and be healed. It's a matter of choice. It's time to rise up and act like you believe what you've spoken, what you've said to the mountain. You got to rise up. Never let the mountain cause you to hide out. I don't want to see that. I don't want to do that. All right, Matthew 7. You know, another thing that most people don't realize, when you begin to feel the flames, that's when most people bail out. I'm out of here, man. I just can't do this. But what they don't understand is, if you want Jesus to show up in the flames, you got to go in the flame. All right. 24:7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. See, a lot of what we experience is just the appearance of things. It's not even the real thing. False evidence appearing real. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. See, this is the one that doesn't even try. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. See, the Lord's asking us to trust him. Do you believe he's brought you to this point? Then you have to believe that he is the deliverer, and there will be an end. And there'll be a time where all this is gone, and it'll just be a distant memory. And you'll look back and say, yeah, it was tough, but I'll tell you what, the Lord came through. He always does. You've got to think on that. Faith has an action to it, but so does fear. All right, let's go back to 1 Samuel 17. We're not going to read the whole chapter, just a few verses of it. Now you see the difference between David and Saul. Unfortunately, Saul, when he was little in his own eyes, he followed the Lord, but when he got some authority, began to abuse people. 1 Samuel 17, verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook. See, 5 is grace. It's the number for grace. Out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the field. Here he's taunting. Worst case scenario. Fake news. Backing you to a corner. Everything's negative. Everything's poisoned. Everything's this. Everything's that. They're pushing a new variant. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day, and to the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Everybody else had been running for the foxhole for gosh knows how long. And David put his hand into his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. So he cut off that authority that had been taunting him. No longer could have a stronghold over him. Everyone else was terrified and stayed on their side of the valley. How long do you suppose they would have stayed there hiding out if David hadn't come along? Faith also has an action. Most want to see the manifestation of what they are asking for before they will act like it is so. That is not faith. Faith plunges ahead even if fear is present. You can't tell me that David's heart wasn't going thump, 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 thump. He was a man. He had emotions. Yeah, the devil tried to use fear against him. I'd venture to say, if he uses it against you, he used it against David too. Faith plunges ahead even if fear is present. Faith breaks through that line of fear that has been erected to keep you out of the things Jesus died for you to have. Might want to read the book I gave you a few years ago by Joyce Meyer, Do It Afraid. She talked about a lady that wouldn't even come out of her house. She's so afraid of everything. And someone told her one day, well, just do it afraid. But get out there. You know, get out there. How many times have you plunged ahead in faith, even when experiencing fear, and you looked back and realized how heavy God's grace was on you for that situation? This is faith. Stop saying that you don't have any faith, because when you do it afraid, faith is there. Every time I stand up here and speak to you, I'm doing it by faith. I have a legitimate reason to not want to do this and not to stand here. But I refuse to let the devil keep me out of what God has for me. Or anything else. You have to refuse. You have to walk through it. Just like the three Hebrew children went into the flames. But guess who showed up in the flames? All right, let me pick up here. Faith is not the absence of fear, but faith refuses to allow the fear to stop them. Fear is simply a play on your emotions. And I'm sure that day that David's emotions were in play, but God had taught him to overcome the lion and the bear. Already in preparation for David's time of being Israel's king was soon to come. So he was being hit hard. We are kings and priests unto God, and God has been preparing us also. The time is here. So how long will you allow the giant to torment you? How long will you avoid engaging him? Whatever he is terrorizing you with is just simply not so. What he knows, that on the other side of him is your answer, your blessing, whatever that may be. I know the Lord showed you that about all these wrecked old cannons and junk all rusted out there. He's been disarmed. All he's got is his fear tactics. That's it. All right, he is simply the deterrent. It's kind of like what's happening right now with the Roe v. Wade thing. They're thinking they're pulling a fast one on us, but what they're actually trying to do, they're playing right into the hands of the people, the white hats, you could say, or President Trump. Here this movie comes out exposing voter fraud, 2,000 mules. What happens? They release this about Roe v. Wade. Well, somebody leaked a brief. Never happened, ever. Someone on the court or somebody works for the court leaked this document. And so now you've got all these minions saying, okay, now let's get Congress together and pass a bill that says abortion is now a law and it can't ever be overturned. See, this is what they're trying to do. It's all smoke and mirrors. They're desperate. Nothing can stop what's coming. The truth is coming out, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's all smoke and mirrors. That's all they have is their tricks. And that's all the devil has. Their master. Tricks. Magician's tricks. All right, let me see here where I left off. How long will you avoid engaging him? Whatever he is terrorizing you with is just simply not so. What he knows, okay, I already read that to you, sorry. He is simply the deterrent. False flags, that's what a deterrent is. See, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Stop letting him, no longer hide from him. Don't hide, move forward. Isn't that what the Lord told Moses at the Red Sea? He was crying out to the Lord, and the Lord said, Stick out your rod and move forward. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Egyptians were bearing down on them. What are you going to do? Don't hide, move forward. You see, they didn't get it in the faith hall of, they didn't get in the Faith Hall of Fame from hiding out, but from moving forward. They did it afraid. Absolutely and totally. Okay, let's look at a little bit more. Mark 4 again, or Mark 4, not again, but Mark 4. Starting with verse 1 here. I've never seen the parable of the sower in this light before, but it fits. You know, it's not just about asking God for things, it's about our walk. And he began again to teach by the seaside, verse 1, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed. Some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. So when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Another fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were with about him, with the 12 ask of him the parable, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable, and how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. So those that hit out, you see the conditions. They fell by the wayside in these conditions. But those who didn't, they had a crop, 30, 60, 100-fold. Whatever you're believing God for. Then look at this, verse 21. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? No hiding out. Those three Hebrew children, their faith was up for everyone to see. Everyone saw their deliverance. Everyone saw their faith. Everyone saw. I saw a short video. I think I might have even sent it to you, and it was about Daniel. And it was about Nebuchadnezzar throwing him into the fire and God showing up in the fire. It speaks for itself. So you're either hiding or moving forward. I think the Amplified talks about when you draw back. My soul has no pleasure in them that draw back. See, when it comes time to stand in faith, the ones that draw back, they make every excuse in the world not to face it. Yeah, God's not pleased with that. Are you going to let a little thing like a roar keep you from the true riches of the kingdom? A roar? Well, it sounds like a lion. Is it a lion? Is it really a lion? All right, 1 Peter 5. You ought to know by now with the fake news, the Mockingbird media, that he's just a big mouthpiece. That's it. That's what the image of the beast is. It's a mouthpiece to spew lies and propaganda to brainwash people into believing things are the way they are when they really aren't. He has not changed his tactics. All right, this is 1 Peter 5, 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. How do you humble yourself? Lord, I put your word as first and final authority in this situation, and I will not back down. I will not hide out. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Lord, don't you know I'm fixing to get burnt? What did they say? It doesn't matter what you do to us. Our God will deliver us. That's what they said. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. See, there's an action to the person of faith. There's an action to the person of fear. But fear is not a deterrent unless you allow it to be. You may feel fear. Satan works on your emotions. You know that, right? He's all about the flesh realm. But you walk by the Spirit that bypasses this. Keep going. Strong's here. Roaring. Roaring just means voice of. The voice of fear. All right. 1 Corinthians 14. But Lord, it's just so hard. I just can't do it. I can. The little choo-choo train. I think I can. 1 Corinthians 14:10. There are. It may be so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. We need to be, Satan is a barbarian, and we need to not listen to his voice. It's only significant if you listen. And you allow fear to stop you. You know, fear is a good gauge, and I'll tell you why. Anytime you begin to feel fear, you know who it is. You know exactly who it is. There is no doubt. You know if fear's behind it, like if somebody's bringing some stuff, some so-called truther that's trying to scare the wits out of you by saying all their stupid stuff, and fear comes, you know it's fake. You know it's not right. You know it's the devil. You know it's a lie. All right, one voice is of fear, one voice of faith. Time to take that giant out. Stop letting him use F-E-A-R, false evidence that appears real against you. You know, the fake news. It appears, but it is not. It appears to be like a lion, not a lion. It's a tactic. All right, we walk by faith. The lies disappear when you walk by faith. If you go into the fire, Jesus shows up in the fire and the flames don't hurt. Okay. All right, James chapter 2. This is 2:17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? You think it scared him? You think that was hard? If the book of Jasher is true, is it? Yeah, it's Jasher. That Sarah never saw her son again. She knew what Abraham was going to do. And she got so upset, she died. Fear killed her. If that story's true, I don't know. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise also was Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. She put her life in danger. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So there is a corresponding action. It may just be you just reject the fear and you just move on. But there is an action to faith. It's not just faith. Well, I believe in faith, but everything that comes along, you fall apart. Okay, go over to Hebrews 11. This is known as the Faith Hall of Fame. I'd be willing to say everyone in this Faith Hall of Fame experienced fear in some way or another, sometime or another. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why it's so hard, because you can't see it. And the devil's doing everything he can to deter you away from it. But when you step out on it, the manifestation comes. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. You want to please God? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Do you think maybe one day or two, he probably thought, oh my God, what am I going to do when I get this thing finished? And, you know, God says he's going to send a flood, but you know, 120 years. Think about that. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Well, she laughed first. Then she became convinced. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph in worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Do you see this? They had to act their faith out. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bounds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Well, they're watching us. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, he's watching everything. He's got it all under control. We hear, we've got white hats, I've got it under control. I don't know how, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I'd be rich. But Jesus, he's the author and finisher of our faith, so he's watching the whole thing. He knows just when to step in. He knows just when to step in. Do you suppose any of them were afraid at any time through their experiences that required their faith? You betcha. The lion roaring and the giant boasting were sure and certain, but they plunged ahead in their faith regardless, and this is why they are listed in the Faith Hall of Fame. Let's not make them ashamed of us, for they are watching us as we run our race. Just as in Scripture, we can get a glimpse of when they ran theirs. See, that's what this is, an account of their running their race of faith. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. This is the way of faith. This is God's way. This is the way he has chosen for us to obtain the things that we desire of him. He wants us to trust him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. But Lord, it's just so hard. It's just so hard. Really? It really isn't. When you get good at it, when you get where you're winning some victories, it gets easier, I believe. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if we be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. See, God didn't want, he doesn't want to use the system to bless you. He has his own system to bless you. That's the problem we're in. We're under a system that wants to control everything. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down on the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. See, he doesn't want us hiding out, shrinking back. His soul has no pleasure in those who draw back. But plunging ahead, regardless. Taking our stand, not letting the giants scare us off. The circumstances scare us off, but stand tall and say, Lord, I trust you. I know you'll deliver me. All right. I hope this teaching has convinced you to stop hiding and plunge forward in your faith race. See, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's the walk of faith. I mean, that's what Christians do. To me, it's a sad thing to think that people live and die and never once use their faith. I mean, they use their faith to get born again, but it doesn't just stop there. This is to operate in his kingdom. It's how we receive everything from him. You used to, you know, punch a clock. But now, Father God's provider, right? We do it by faith.